On this great occasion, we have wonderful people from the community, and we also have people from the academic and our church partners to greet Dr. Im. May we call on the Reverend Chun De Ku, Chaplain of the Metro Manila Police.
To APTN's former president, esteemed member of the board, faculty, and staff and students, family and friends, good morning to all. Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. With deep pleasure and appreciation, I convey my warmest felicitation and profound congratulations, most especially to the newly appointed president of the Asia Pacific Nazareth Theological Seminary, Dr. Lim. Let this day be full congratulations that God, that He brought Dr. Lim Sung Han to MPTS and has given him his grace and opportunity that have come to all of you here. Indeed, God is using the APNTS mightily to further His kingdom on earth and reaching out of the men and women by sharing the good news of salvation through the spiritual influence of your fine student in this institution. Once again, congratulations and be with in Christ for His glory and honor. Thank you very much. And Happy New Year's. Mabuhay.
Thank you, Reverend Chun. We have academic and church partners, and we begin with Reverend Yu Do-hyung, Chairman of the Board, Korea Nazarene University, and Vice President, APNTS.
하나님은 커다란 꿈을 가지고 계십니다.
God has a great vision and dream.
온 인류를 구원하고 세상을 새롭게 하는 꿈입니다.
The dream is to save the world and renew it.
이 꿈을 이루시려고 우리 모두를 부르셨고 여기에 APNTS를 세우셨습니다.
For that dream, He called us and established Asia Pacific Nazarene Theological Seminary.
그리고 6대 총장으로 임승한 박사를 부르셨습니다.
And he called Dr. 임승한 as the sixth president of the seminary.
나는 오랫동안 임승한 박사를 겪어 보았습니다.
I have been a long-time friend with Dr. 임.
교회에서는 담임 목사와 협동 목사로
He was a pastor, an associate pastor in my church.
KNU에서는 이사장과 총장으로 함께 했습니다.
At KNU, we had a deep relationship as a board of trustees, chairman, and the president of the school.
한국에서 하는 말에 작은 고추가 맵다라고 하는 말이 있습니다.
In old Korean saying, no man can be judged by its inches.
내가 본 임 박사는 그 작은 고추입니다.
For me, Dr. Im is the one that explains the old sayings.
그는 한국인이면서도 한국인 중에서도 키가 작습니다.
For him, he is not an ordinary Korean man. He's short.
몸무게도 아주 가볍습니다.
And he is also light.
그러나 그의 가슴에는 커다란 꿈이 있습니다.
But he has a great dream in his heart.
하나님의 꿈입니다.
And that is the heart of the dream and the dreams of our Lord Jesus Christ.
그리고 주님이 주신 확실한 비전이 있습니다.
And he has a strong vision that he has given him.
무엇보다도 그의 가슴 속에는 뜨거운 열정이 있습니다.
And most of all, his passion is hot.
그 열정이 2000년에 교무처장으로 시작할 때에 재학생 수가 1522명인 KNU를 2012년 총장에서 물러날 때 5,893명에 큰 대학으로 발전시켰습니다.
His passion and heart made KNU has grown up in a dramatic ways from 1,500 students in 2000 and now it's close to 6,000 students when he moved out from his office.
이런 신실한 하나님의 사람을 APNTS의 총장으로 부르신 하나님께 큰 꿈이 계획이 있다고 저는 믿고 있습니다.
And I believe the person like him called to be a president of Asia Pacific Nazarene Theological Seminary and God has a clear vision and dream.
저는 그의 취임식상에서 하나님께서 그 계획을 어떻게 이루실까 아주 큰 기대를 가지고 또 흥미롭게 상상을 하고 있습니다.
I am looking forward to seeing him and God's realization of his dream in this campus.
그래서 저는 이제 하나님께서 우리 임승환 총장을 통해서 APNTSA를 놀라운 꿈을 생각하면서 그의 총장 취임을 진심으로 축하합니다.
And I really congratulate of his installation by dreaming with God that God's dream will be realized in this campus. Thank you very much.
감사합니다, Reverend Liu. We would also like to call on Dr. Joseph Shao, General Secretary of the Asia Theological Association and President of the Biblical Seminary of the Philippines.
On behalf of the growing community of Asia Theological Association, I'd like to congratulate Dr. Im to be installed as the sixth president of APNTS. ATA is really growing because evangelicals who hold on to the scripture, who wants the spirit-filled life, who wants to have Christ-like disciples, are really growing in Asia and beyond Asia. God is alive in Asia, and we thank God for Dr. Im's dream. May God use you mightily. As chair of Asia Graduate School of Theology, I'd like to welcome Dr. Im, because APNTS has always been a partner, and we thank God that you have been the host school for the Holistic Child Development, a PhD program that serves Asia. And as president of Biblical Seminary of the Philippines, we'd like to thank God for Dr. Im, who comes to Philippines and serves the community here. May God use you mightily in the years to come.
Thank you very much, Dr. Shao. We would also like to call Reverend Arnel Piliin, Superintendent, Metro Manila District, Church of the Nazarene.
To our General Superintendent in Jurisdiction, Dr. David Busik, Dr. Dan Kapp, Board of Trustees, to our Regional Director, Dr. Mark Lo, Dr. Floyd Cunningham, Dr. Xinming Yu, Church Leader, Missionary, Guest Friends, good morning. On behalf of Metro Manila District, it is my honor to bring greetings and welcome to our new APNTS President, Dr. Im Sung An. I know that it's God's appointment and anointing for this very energetic and visionary leader that will lead our institution to prepare men and women of God in the ministry from the vast area of Asia Pacific. From Metro Manila pastor and leaders, could you please rise, the Manila pastors and leaders? We are committed to support your leadership. For God's favor be with you to commit the wisdom and keep you strong and healthy as commit to serve the best among the best, the Asia Pacific Nazarene Theological Seminary. Congratulations and mabuhay.
Thank you. We would also like to call on Reverend Mark Lo, the Director of the Asia Pacific Region of the Church of the Nazarene.
Dr. Rim, on behalf of the Church of the Nazarene Asia Pacific Region, it is my distinct privilege and honor to congratulate you on your election and inauguration this morning as the sixth president of Asia Pacific Nazarene Theological Seminary. I look forward to these coming years as we co-labor together in the Asia Pacific and beyond. And I'd like to assure you of our prayer for you, our availability and our invitation to you to join us at the table of theological discourse and labor as we seek ways to serve the kingdom of God here in the Asia Pacific. God bless you and be assured of our availability to help.
Thank you, Reverend Low. Dr. Kim Gwang-yong, Vice President of Sungsil University, would also like to congratulate Dr. Im.
First of all, I truly congratulate the today's inauguration of new President Im Seung-han of APNTS. Today, I was deeply impressed by the foreign education and missionary works that you have achieved. Sorry. I have worked as a vice president of Sungsil University to achieve many overseas education projects. Sungsil University established by foreign missionary is the oldest university in Korea. I am so proud of Dr. Im, new president of Im Seung-han, graduate Sungsil University. And Sungsil University make a lot of effort to spread overseas education. For example, since 2006, IT Education Center or new MBA program or many ODA project was established in Vietnam, and Language Institute was established in Philippines, and also online education will be started in Africa sooner or later. Here, the important thing is that all of these overseas education projects would not have been possible without the help of missionary in each countries. In today's inauguration ceremony, I once again heard the words of God. Until now, Sungsil University have some progress overseas education project under the collaboration of university or business company and government. However, if we are able to work with all the professional experts of Nazareth missionary all over the world, I am confident that we can develop a much more and diverse education models to advance overseas education. So I sincerely pray that such opportunity will be made soon. I once again thank you all and new President Im Seung-han for giving me to participate in today's event and once again listen to the words of God. God bless.
Thank you very much, Dr. Kim. Reverend Yu Yong-kuk, Chairman of the Board of Trustees of Korea International Christian School, would also like to congratulate Dr. Im.
First of all, I extremely joyful to congratulate with you all the opening of the new area of LIPS, which will be initiated by the present inauguration of the Seung-han Im. I came from Korea yesterday, flight about 4 hours. I'm a founder of a Korea International Christian School. Now, the reason I start the Korea International School is my brother, he's a parliament member. One day he came to my office and he says, Pastor John, you know, the Islam country, they have the plan to start the school in Korea, 2000 Islam school in Korea. I was so surprised because he's a parliament member, so he has a lot of information. But still, the Korea, they say no. They say no. Okay, we don't want to open. But still, they continuously offer the paper to the Korean government. And I decide at that time, and I continuously pray to God. Yeah? God, okay, give us the more than 2,000 Christian school in Korea and Asia. That is my vision. I continuously pray for about the vision. But when I talk with Dr. Im, I find out he have the vision, also he have the leadership. So I decide, and I want to pray and get a relationship with Dr. M. Dr. Kim, as you know about the present M, he has been working as a professor, head teacher, director in the planning office, dean of academic affairs, and president of theological seminary, vice president, and the president of a Korean National University. I'm very glad, okay, I can pray and share the ministry with Dr. M. Our family in Korea International Christian School, our family want to continuously pray for the Nazarene University and Dr. M. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you, Reverend Yu. Dr. Shin Min-gyu, president of KNU, would also like to give his congratulations.
Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I bring you greetings on behalf of entire family of Korea, Nazarene University, and Sangam-dong Church of the Nazarene, where I serve. It is very honor for me to give you a congratulatory address for Dr. M in this special occasion of presidential installation ceremony. As you know, he is a very influential and important person who have led Korea Nazarene University last 7 years as a president where I took in charge of. Because of his sincere and faithful efforts, KNU has grown and grown up until now. As you see, Dr. Im and I, we are from South Korea, not North. I personally think that this is the special sign from our Lord. I mean, these two schools, APNTS and KNU, are located in very important spots in Asia-Pacific region. So I hope it is my dream and also our hope that these two institutions would shake hands and share the same visions from the Lord to accomplish His will and His kingdom in Asia-Pacific region and beyond the region. I'm really glad Dr. Im to be installed as a president at APNTS. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Shin. Mayor Janet De Leon is represented by the Municipal Administrator, Grace De Leon.
Good morning. To the Board of Trustees, faculty, students, and guests, a warm welcome to all of you. In behalf of Mayor Janet De Leon Mercado and the Municipality of Taytay, I would like to extend my congratulations to Dr. Im for being the sixth president of this institution. I know God has a purpose why He has chosen Dr. Im to lead this institution. May God continue to bless His leadership and His excellence to this institution, APNTS. Again, good morning and mabuhay.
Salamat po, Grace De Leon. The Governor of Rizal also sent his representative in the person of Engineer Teddy Del Rosario, Board Member, 1st District of Rizal.
Members of the Board of Trustees of Asia-Pacific Nazarene Theological Seminary, brothers and sisters in Christ, good morning. On behalf of our beloved Governor, Rebecca Alcantara Inares, I wish to extend my warmest greetings and congratulations to the officers and members of the Board of Trustees of Asia-Pacific Nazarene Theological Seminary, headed by Dr. Neville Bartel. As you hold the installation and inauguration of Dr. Im Sung An as the sixth president of the seminary, may this notable event serve as an affirmation of the enduring bonds between the provincial government of Rizal and Asia-Pacific Nazarene Theological Seminary under the stewardship of the newly installed president, Dr. Im Sung An. I am well aware of the seminary's commitment in promoting your vision, bridging cultures for Christ, preparing men and women for Christ-like leadership and excellence in ministries throughout Asia Pacific and the world, and I hope that this will flourish in the years ahead. I commend you for consistently giving quality support and service to the needs of your graduates who are now serving as pastors, teachers, and missionaries, embracing the importance of active participation in building the community and strengthening the morale of our constituents through ministering them their spiritual needs. May the APNTS renew its commitment and passion toward creating an environment for spiritual and moral progress. Congratulations once again, and best of luck to our newly installed president, Dr. Im Sung Ang. Thank you and mabuhay.
Thank you, sir. Reverend Marcelino Ochoco, chairman of the Philippine Nazarene Advisory Board, will also give his greetings.
Good morning to everyone, to Dr. Im. In behalf of the PNEB, together with my family, join me in congratulating you being the 6th elected president of APNTS. We assure you we will be praying for you. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor. Dr. Melvin Aquino of the Wesleyan Church would also like to give his greetings.
Members of the Board of Trustees, my apology for being late and have not joined the first part of the meeting. To all the faculty, staff, pastors, friends, good morning. In behalf of the Wesleyan Church of the Philippines, we congratulate Dr. Im Sung Ang as the newly elected president of Asia Pacific Nazarene Theological Seminary, which is also my alma mater. I have just known him more as I went through the page at the back of our program, and with the abilities God has gifted him, for sure, the Lord will use him more in the advancement of Asia Pacific Nazarene Seminary and in training more workers in the ministry. Congratulations, Dr. M.
Thank you, Pastor. The Free Methodist Church also would like to greet Dr. M with our representative, Reverend Bal Banzon.
Good morning, brothers and sisters in the Lord. In behalf of Free Methodist Church in the Philippines, I'm congratulate Dr. In, and I'm here. We show our prayer and support for him. Our prayer is that God will fulfill the purpose in his life. Thank you and congratulations.
Thank you, Pastor Bal. So I will read all the people who want to greet Dr. In. Reverend June Cabantog and Mrs. Adelma Cabantog of the Visaya Nazarene Bible College. Yes, please give them a hand. Reverend Arnel Piliin with the Metro Manila Pastors. Dr. Angelito Agbuya, District Superintendent of the Metropolitan District. Reverend Marcelino Ochoco, Reverend Nilo Rosende, District Superintendent, Central Visayas. Reverend Joseph Cacho, District Superintendent of Panay District. Reverend Mark Eugenio, District Superintendent of Southern Tagalog District. Barangay Dolores Representative Kagawad Estregan Kaiton from World Vision, Malu Leonzon, Dilsi Arbotante, and then from the Capital City Alliance Church, Reverend Lito Roque. APNTS would like to thank those who gave the flowers, Korean sponsors for APNTS, Anjung Church of the Nazarene, APNTS alumni, and Reverend Kim Un Yup, tree planted by Water Church of the Nazarene, and then of course from APNTS. Dr. Im, congratulations, and thank you for your smile.